Hello to all our listeners. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Taylor McClure, for the Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits here at CIDI 99.1 FM. For the next week and a half, we are going to be running special episodes with the candidates for the upcoming election for the Brome-Missisquoi region. Chatting with me today is Pierre Fontaine, candidate for the Démocratie Directe, will be speaking to us about his political platform and the issues he plans to address in this year's election. Thank you so much, Pierre, for being here with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor, for the invitation. Really appreciate it.
Can you please start off by speaking to us a little bit about your background and how you got into politics?
Okay, perfect. I introduce myself, Pierre Fontaine. I am an organic farmer from Saint-Armand. I have been a municipal councillor from couple here, and also being a part of the loisir activity in the same municipality in Saint-Armand. After going to coaching to the son for a baseball and hockey coach for a couple years with the child, and also work in oil recycling plant and animal to make a biodiesel in the Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu company for make a biodiesel for the bus for Montreal.
Okay. Now, can you please speak to us a little bit about your political platform as the candidate for the Démocratie Directe?
For Démocratie Directe, I have no promise, only obligation. It's not a slogan, it's the will to establish democracy for all the people, by the people. I want to abolish for all the outdated policy, create a sound management of the resource.
Now, what issues do you plan to address specifically in your local riding of Brome-Missisquoi? What is your focus here in the region?
So for the Démocratie Directe, let's work with the together, let's get involved the collectivity in the process of improvement. Each locality has it need a challenge. The conscience for Democracy Direct is the award of the management of the human resource in healthy education, finance, environment, climate, legacy, etc.
What issues do you plan to address at the provincial level?
For the provincial level, then my priority, I look for the future now, is that the government could be responsible for the mature award of community to her children, let us be quiet to them, a legacy of abundance of resource. Let the development concrete in the long-term project. Let always sustainability and the prosperity for the people.
Okay. Are there any specific issues that you plan to address to ensure that that is accomplished?
Au départ, non, parce que je veux travailler avec le public, je veux travailler avec la communauté pour voir c'est quoi les vrais besoins. On veut pas amener de fausses espoirs. Avant, on veut travailler avec le public, voir où sont réellement les problèmes. C'est ça qu'on veut faire. I want just work with the community. Where you have exactly the problem in the community for Brome-Missisquoi. And after I have an issue for every people, I work in the side.
So basically you want to work with the people to figure out what projects would be good for the community.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, one thought that is on everyone's minds going into this election this year is Bill 96, especially here within the Anglophone community and other minority language groups? And what's going to happen in the upcoming months now that the bill has passed? Depending on your position, why do you think the province is going in the right direction with this bill? Or why not? What are its impacts here?
The Law 96, I don't know, peel them from top to the bottom, but I found that I was done a cavalier way for the government make this lawyer. We diplomacy take a direct work for the people. So what people want, a bilingual school for all our community. For the, is a really, really rich. It's for all the communities speak French and English, I think, for the Democracy Direct. It's good for the people. Every people speak English, it's necessary to learn French, and if people speak French, it's necessary to learn English. I think it's a better way this way.
Okay. Now, as a media organization that serves the English community, I will ask how you plan on going about serving the Anglophone population and other minority populations in your writing. How will you ensure that their rights are protected?
How to protect every community is because democracy direct is a complete different way. You want to work for any people. You have a problem for everything. I take the time and I listen to the people and go to the talk with the people in the way, the good way.
Okay. Now, how do you plan to address Bill 96 at the provincial level? What I mean by that is at the National Assembly.
C'est là-dessus que je veux m'arrêter. Je veux pas trop embarquer là-dessus.
Okay, c'est bon. Merci. Why is this election important? And why should people get out there to vote this year and vote for you specifically?
Because I have the guys who are really intact for my community. I want to work for everybody. Everybody I know him is who's Pierre Fontaine. He's a guy. He has the earth in the hands.
When asked if there was anything else that he wanted to mention, Fontaine said that Démocratie Directe is a new party that doesn't want to make any promises but obligations to the people. He doesn't want to present himself as a political representative, but as a spokesperson for the people. He added that an advantage to Démocratie Directe is that if he does not live up to his obligations, he can be removed from his position at any time in order to create a form of politics and democracy that is truly for the people, by the people. He said that Démocratie Directe wants to help all communities take the necessary steps and have their backs.
Pour Démocratie Directe, ce parti-là, c'est un nouveau parti. Qu'est-ce qu'on veut faire comme ce parti-là? On veut pas faire de promesses que des obligations envers les citoyens. En même temps, je me présente pas comme candidat un député, je me présente comme la porte-parole pour le peuple. Puis qu'est-ce qui est l'avantage de notre parti pour éviter des fois des petites accommodations de personnes plus aisées qui veulent avoir des intentions? Moi, mon poste, on veut faire à long terme que je ne suis pas valide pour 4 ans de temps. Je peux être expulsé n'importe quand si je ne fais pas l'ouvrage pour les citoyens de bon Mississauga. C'est ça qu'on veut instaurer, une vraie démocratie directe pour le peuple, par le peuple. C'est ça que l'intention de démocratie directe. Puis on veut aider toutes les communautés pour les aider à franchir les étapes qu'ils ont besoin et les appuyer en arrière.
Parfait. Ben merci beaucoup, Pierre. Je sais pas s'il y a d'autres choses que tu veux mentionner, mais c'était toutes mes questions pour toi.
Puis j'apprécie que tu aies communiqué avec nous pour ce sujet-là, pour qu'on puisse avoir une tribune du côté anglophone. C'est très apprécié.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.